Amen. And so Jesus said, have faith in God. Other word, I like to say it like this, have the faith of God. Have faith because God gave us what? The measure of faith, right? He gave us the measure of faith. That means he gave us the same faith that he used. You mean God have faith? Certainly he does. Amen. Amen. And if words spoken out of his mouth came to pass, just as he said, which we looked at the last time, but we're moving on, they will come to pass when we speak them out of our mouth, coming from our hearts. That's why he said, let the words of what Christ dwell in you how? Richly. It will teach, admonish you in songs and hymns, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That's what the scripture said. So, we are unable to please God without it. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. So he gave us what we need to please him. For he that cometh to God, what? Must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That means when we seek God, he rewards us with everything we need. He gives us everything we need. What do we need? Well, the Bible says when Israel came out of the land of Egypt, out of the Red Sea, crossed the Red Sea, they spent 40 years in what? In the wilderness, going around that same place, mountain, for 40 years. But finally, they broke out of the circle and came into the promised land. And there were, now listen, this is what the Bible says. There were people dwelling in that land. Who? There were people dwelling in that land. And Deuteronomy says, in that land there were people, and he said, I gave you, I drove them out. He said, I didn't drive them all out at once because the wild animal would take over. I drove them out little by little. And there were people in that land. And when you come into this land, he told us, you will find houses that you didn't build, vineyards that you didn't plant, olive yards and vineyards and so forth, that you didn't plan to work. He said, when you get in there, be well. When you get full and everything is comfortable, be well, lest you forget. Amen. And then he said, lest you forget. And that is exactly what they did. They forgot. Amen. Here's the point. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He is what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now you have a choice whether or not to come to God, but once you come to him, you must believe. And if you're going to walk with God, you're going to receive what he has provided for you. You must believe. This is the lifestyle. This, you know, you hear people say Christianity is a religion, but it's not. That's not true at all. Christianity is, to be a believer is a lifestyle. This is the way we live. This is who we are. This is our life. Amen. And that's what sets Christianity apart from all other religions. It's not a religion. It's a lifestyle. It's life. And Jesus said, I am the only way to it. Now look at, and this is why we must be diligent about seeking, studying, meditating, feeding, make sure we sit under teaching that men and women are anointed and prompted and led by the Holy Spirit. Because there's a lot of teaching out there is not God at all. Amen. And this is why we diligently seek him, because he has, listen, he has everything we need. There's nothing we need that he has, that he does not have. He has everything we need. He said, verily, Isaiah 45:15 said, verily thou art a God that hidest thyself. God do not reveal himself to just anybody and everybody. He only reveals himself to those that diligently seek him, so we can receive what he provided for us. So we see that it's the importance of faith. So God, and because this is the way we please God. Amen. Now, we found out, we looked at the last time, we found out the definition of faith. Hebrews 11:1 says what? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of what? Thing hoped for, evidence of thing not seen. We looked at that. And this is what it is. It is substance. It is that what is a reality in the realm of the spirit that faith can take hold of. It is substance of thing. What thing? Thing that God have provided for you and me in Christ. Health, life, health, peace, joy, prosperity, protection, provision. And faith is what you have to reach into that realm, which is a reality, and you can't see it with these natural eyes, but faith can see it, and faith can take it, and you can receive it. Listen to what it says now. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive. What you're doing, I'm taking what I desire. I can't see help. I can't see peace with the natural eye, but I can see it with faith. And I reach into that realm where it is because I have access to it. And by faith, I take it. How do you take it? I take it by saying. I take it by saying, by believing, by selling it, that it's mine right now. And once I receive it right now, then I give thanks from that day forward until that thing manifests in this realm where my natural body live. But it's mine at the moment I believe I receive. It's mine. And that's why we diligently seek and study and seek the faith of God and study the word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit, that he reveals these truths to our spirits so we can know how to operate in that realm that it belongs to us. Amen. Hallelujah.